Mentor, former president of the Ghana Bar Association, GBA Samukujeto, says the five-member committee set up by the Speaker of Parliament, Professor Michael Kwe, to investigate the alleged bribery of members of the Appointments Committee is a step in the right direction. He said Parliament has its own internal mechanism for dealing with such issues. Speaking on GBC's current affairs program focus, we discussed the role of the special prosecutor and the alleged bribery of some members of the Appointments Committee of Parliament. Mr. Okujeto said the integrity of the House is at stake and is hopeful that the committee will get to the bottom of the issue.
The integrity of Parliament is something that cannot be toyed with. They are out the legislature, but they are also there to check the executive. And therefore, the integrity of that house is something that I don't think many Ghanaians appreciate. And so if an issue of this nature crops up just at the beginning, and then they are making allegations against themselves, because it was not coming from an outsider, it's not coming from a newspaper reporter, it is from just among themselves, a member of the committee itself that's meant to vet the ministers, is the one who is making the allegations. So it's a very, very serious matter indeed.
On the issue of a special prosecutor, Mr. Okujeto said the move is laudable since the Attorney General is seen more as a political appointee. He said the independent special prosecutor will have the latitude to pursue corruption.
The special prosecutor, to me, is a very important issue. But then you see, the reason why they are talking about special as opposed to the Attorney General also need to be understood. The Attorney General is a political appointee. Indeed, he is the legal advisor to the president and to government. Now, immediately, she starts doing something, the likelihood is that people will go and say that he is prosecuting his political opponents. Or if it is a member of his own party, you will see that the party people will start, how can you do that? You are going to scandalize us. If you prosecute this person, he's an important contributor to our party. So how can you go and prosecute him or her? I think it is to avoid that, or simply put, we say, to prevent perception of bias. That is a real crux of the issue. It's to avoid the perception of bias. That is why we need someone other than the Attorney General to undertake this.
A lecturer at the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, Dr. Ali Desidi, contributing to the program, said Parliament should be lauded for taking the first step to investigate the case, saying the allegation presents an opportunity for the House to redeem its integrity, following several of such allegations made against Parliament.
This allegation is an opportunity for the House of Legislature to redeem its image and to repose confidence that we once gave to them back to the House. Sanity is very important. So I think the five-member committee constituted is a step in the right direction. Even though some people believe that, oh, this should have been investigated by people who are not members of Parliament because they are likely going to be biased and all those things, I still believe it's a first step. And let's give them the benefit of the doubt, assuming that they are going to do this work in a very diligent, impartial manner, given the fact that their own integrity and respect is at stake. Once the findings come and then there is a reason for people to be sanctioned, we expect that such a thing happen. Other than that, the doubts people have, the clouds of anger, the clouds of integrity hanging around these particular institutions will not augur well for our democracy. This is a very good first step to reassuring the general public that we mean business and we are not going to leave this thing to rest until we get to the bottom of the issue. What then happens after the report is another matter, and then we have to wait till that particular stage. The way it's going to work is either going to enhance the image of the legislature, or it's just going to further cloud the doubts of people about that particular institution in this country.
You have mentioned that we should give them the benefit of the doubt, but would it have been better if we had neutral people on the committee to look into those allegations?
For now, I think this issue is very critical. They should be able to do diligent work that will definitely clear their name or otherwise, whatever the findings might be. So I think Honorable Joe Gatti is a very prominent, renowned guy. And the two other members, each from both minority and majority side, will all do everything necessary. And what is even more important to the fact of the image is that this whole allegation was brought up by a member of parliament himself. So if he wasn't concerned about maybe the image of parliament, he would have just kept quiet about it, if that is true, actually. So you see that all, from the word go, all these processes has been a sort of dissent to the status quo that has been going on, assuming that is the allegation we've been hearing is true. They should be able to do a good work. And I trust that they can do a work that will put all this issue to rest.
That was a lecturer at the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, Dr. Ali Dusedu.